helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel. Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary defines spying as to watch secretly, usually for hostile purposes, which seems to accurately describe what the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, has been used for. Sure, the intelligence community uses it to spy on foreign actors, but they also use it to spy on Americans. The Senate Judiciary Committee has already published evidence showing FISA, specifically Section 702, was used to spy on a candidate for president and continued after Mr. Trump won office. A court order released in 22 showed that the FBI repeatedly misused FISA in protest in January 6th investigations. The FBI was also found using FISA to investigate political campaign donors. Now, as Congress is debating renewal of this tool of abuse and tyranny, we're supposed to believe that the FBI and other executive agencies won't continue their abuse of our rights? Does anyone else feel like Charlie Brown, seeing Congress as Lucy holding a football for us to kick? Hello there, everyday Americans. Paul Engel here with the Constitution Study, where we read and study the Constitution, teach the rising generation to be free. I'm glad you could join me today. You know, this FISA stuff came up several days ago, and I want to take some time and look at it because there really is so much here, and there's so much we need to talk about. So Congress has an April 19th deadline, or FISA, and specifically Section 702, expire. I guess Congress loves pressure because they're always doing things just up against a deadline. Now, this, of course, brings up a lot of rhetoric on both sides. And when I talk about FISA, I'm going to specifically refer to Section 702 about this. Now, so far, the bill to renew FISA has been in the House. And, let's say there's some division over this. Why? Because 702 does not doesn't have the restraints necessary to make it constitutionally sound. It has been abused repeatedly. And to my knowledge, not one single government actor that has been criminally abusing this has suffered any consequences. You see, when they use Section 702 to spy on Americans without probable cause and due process and all that, well, that's depriving the American citizens of rights protected by the Constitution and doing so under color of law, meaning it's a violation of 28 U.S.C. Section 242. Actually, I'd say 241, because what we see are people conspiring to do this. So we've literally handed an open gun, a loaded gun, metaphorically, to a group of childish political actors and expect them not to use it. And now when they've been caught, now they say, well, we have to have this. You can't take away our tool of tyranny, our tool of oppression. You can't do that. We need it. Reminds me an awful lot of something Benjamin Franklin said: he who will give up essential liberties for a promise of temporary safety deserves neither liberty nor safety. That's literally what the intelligence community is asking for. They're saying, listen, give up your right to be secure from unreasonable searches, and we'll keep you safe. They're literally saying the ends justify the means. The ability to keep you safe justifies our criminal activity against the American people. And we're supposed to fall for this. Now, there are several things that have happened so far, and I'm sure between the time I've recorded this and you're actually hearing it, there may be even more. So this is a timeline so far. So the bill to reauthorize FISA, the bill to basically rubber stamp the FBI and other intelligence agencies' permission to spy on the American people. It doesn't allow that. It sure does. Because if it's used to spy on people and the people who spy don't get punished, There's no reason for them to stop spying. Now, the bill, the Reforming Intelligence and Securing America Act, remember, if you want to know what a bill does, assume it's the opposite of its title. It would extend Section 702 of FISA for 5 more years. Now, the claim is, at least according to the FBI, that this would permit government to conduct targeted surveillance of foreign persons located outside the United States. We already know they are lying because they've already been caught spying on American citizens within the United States. They used FISA and the process to lie to the FISA court to get warrants to spy on Donald Trump, both as a candidate and as president of the United States. They've used FISA to spy on domestic protesters, on people from January 6th. They've even used it to spy on political campaign donors. So this nonsense that it's meant to that it's there to conduct surveillance on foreign persons is a lie of omission, because they use it to spy on Americans in direct violation of the Fourth Amendment, which means what they've done is a crime. And name for me one individual who used FISA to spy on Americans that has been punished, that has lost their job, that has even been charged with a crime. To my knowledge, none of them have. Now, there have been people that have come up with ideas of ways to ensure protections of our rights protected by the Fourth Amendment. For example, Representative Biggs from Arizona and Jayapal from Washington suggested an amendment that would require that law enforcement obtain a warrant before executing a, quote, U.S. person's cert query. In other words, when they look at all the data that's collected, and they're collecting on foreign intelligence, on foreign persons, if you now see, hey, this person may be connected to someone in the U.S., you would need a warrant to search that person. And of course, the requirement for a warrant to be valid means it must be based on probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and specifically detailing what is to be searched and what they're looking for. Now, to me, that seems reasonable. If you've got a reason to surveil someone within the United States, having a warrant seems quite reasonable to me. Not having a warrant seems unreasonable. Now, here's what's interesting. FBI Director Christopher Wray, he doesn't like those. He argues that requiring a warrant endangers national security. You mean following the law endangers national security? Making sure people are protected from your goose stepping Gestapo searching against them simply because you want to is a danger to national security? Mr. Wray, it is your FBI that's becoming a danger to national security through their abuse of 702 and others. Now, there are other suggested changes to the law that have been brought forth that range, well, in my mind, from ignorant to just plain foolish. For example, Representative Roy from Texas, he proposed an amendment that would require that the FBI report to Congress on a quarterly basis the number of U.S. person queries conducted. It would also grant the chairs and ranking members of the committees on judiciary, intelligence in the House and Senate, and the majority and minority leaders of the Senate, the Speaker of the House, and the minority leader of the House, access to these Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Corps proceedings. Mr. Roy, what the heck is that going to do? Oh, we've queried, 5,000 people this quarter. You mean 5,000? How does that protect them? It doesn't. How does giving you you and other members of Congress the opportunity to grandstand in public about these make anything better? To attend the FISA proceedings, all you're going to do is grandstand. And if there's a group of people more likely to leak classified information that might actually endanger our national security, it's members of Congress. So it appears the Rules Committee allowed this legislation to come to the floor, which set up a very interesting situation in the House. See, there are a lot of Republicans, a lot of actual conservatives that look at this violation of our rights and say, no, it's wrong. We shouldn't be doing this. We shouldn't be allowing government to spy on their own citizens. And we certainly, now that we've seen the damage that has been done through the abuse of this power, the last thing we need to do is hand that body that's been abusing this the imprimatur of legitimacy by saying, here, we'll renew it. Keep going. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to be absolutely perfectly clear. If Section 702 of FISA is renewed without significant modification to protect the rights of American citizens, it's going to be the fault of Congress, but it's going to be your fault as well. If your representative voted to continue to give the federal government unrestrained power to spy on the American people. But Paul, there are rules in there. The rules don't mean diddly squat if no one's actually going to enforce them. The people in the House work for you. They represent you. Now, if you like the idea of living in a police state where the federal government can spy on you for the flimsiest of reasons, where they don't need to have a warrant, they don't need to have probable cause, they just need to somehow associate you with someone they saw overseas. Actually, if I understand this correctly, this is what I've been told, I haven't seen it as proved. So let's say the FBI or one of the intelligence services is investigating a potential terrorist overseas. So they use FISA, they use 702 to gather data. And at some point, that person communicates with someone in the U.S. Well, as I understand 702, they now have the ability, you know, this will now authorize the FBI to go searching through that person's information because they had communication from a foreign entity being surveilled. But not based on what the communication was. I mean, it could have been, hey, I'm coming to visit grandma and I want you to cater a party we're having. I mean, it could be any innocent thing, but it's worse than that. Because as I understand it, you have the foreign entity that communicates with the domestic entity. So now they can search the domestic entity and everyone that domestic entity talks to. Think about it. You may have an uncle who does business with somebody that happens to have a relative overseas that is doing business with someone who's a terrorist, and suddenly all of your communication is now open for investigation. Does that sound reasonable to you? Well, apparently it does to the FBI. Apparently it does to the FBI director. We'll get to him more later. And apparently it does to not an insignificant member of Congress. Now, the bill came to the floor. 193 members of Congress voted for this bill. And if you wonder why I say a pox on both their houses, there were 193 Republicans voting to advance this bill. Don't tell me they're conservative. Don't tell me that they're interested in the rights of the American people. They're not. They voted to extend a criminal activity under color of law. Now, there were 19 Republicans, I believe, that voted against it. Many of them coming out of what's the conservative wing of the party, which is why I don't trust either party. I don't have anything to do. I will speak to either party, but I wouldn't trust either party as far as I could throw them. Because it's not about party. It's about principle. And it's about what these individual representatives are voting for. So if you check it out, go to congress.gov. You can find the legislation. You can see if your representative voted for or against it. And if they voted for it and you love the idea of a surveillance state, well, then be happy-go-lucky. But if they voted for it And you believe that we have rights protected by the Constitution, and that this abuse of our rights is an affront to everything that makes us American? Well, then not only should you let them know, you should be asking them, hey, why the heck are there not impeachment articles against the members of the FBI that have abused this? See, if they deprived us of a right protected by the Constitution, that is a federal crime. Remember the high crimes and misdemeanors? And if they're not, ask them, why? Why the heck did I hire you? If you're not actually going to do anything to protect my rights, why in God's name did I hire you? Now, there's more to this story that I'm going to get to. I got to get to it at the other side of the break. Now, if you have those days when, you know, you just seem to be running out of steam, you can't focus, you just can't get the work done, and you're looking for that boost. You maybe you reach for an energy drink or a cup of coffee or you know, one of those things like that. Well, guess what? The problem is they're loaded with sugar and caffeine. I don't like them. I found something, though, it works. It doesn't involve all the sugar and caffeine. It actually seems to be good for me. It helps me boost my short-term focus and my long-term brain power. What is this? It's Healthy Cells Focus and Recall Vitamins. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, vitamins. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and find out more. Just look for the Focus and Recall ad. Now, as an America Out Loud listener, you can get 25% off your first order by using the code OUTLOUD at checkout. All the details are there on AmericaOutloud.shop. But please, check it out. Healthy Cell has a bunch of great products. Try the Focus and Recall, maybe REM Sleep, maybe Immune Super Boost, maybe any of them. Put your order together. Use the code OUTLOUD when you check out. It lets them know that you listen to America Out Loud. And as a thank you, you get 25% off that first order. Listen, if you'd like to support the Constitution Study and get a great wireless plan at the same time, hey, check out Patriot Mobile. Our rights are under attack. Stop spending your money with the people that are attacking our rights. Join the only Christian conservative wireless provider. Use your cell phone to defend your rights and the rights of your family, including your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Switch to Patriot Mobile now and get free activation with the offer code CONSTITUTION. Go to patriotmobile.com/constitution to find the plan that works for you. And be sure to use that promo code CONSTITUTION when you check out so you get your free activation.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
You already know Genesis plus HOCL is your best defense against viruses. But did you also know it's the most powerful weapon for eliminating airborne mold too? Customers are raving about the Genesis Fogger's ability to tackle mold problems and the bad smells that go with them. And we all know mold is a hazard to your health. There's no airborne invader that Genesis can't handle. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Hey,
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study. Today, we're talking about, well, the FISA legislation, America's domestic spying legislation. It's up for renewal. It expires on April 19th. And I've been watching some of the shenanigans, some of the nonsense that's been coming out around this this legislation, this renewal. And what's interesting is I'm going to keep going back to Benjamin Franklin. He who will give up essential rights for the promise of temporary safety deserve neither rights nor safety. I think I got that right. So let's look at this. So this is FBI Director Christopher Wray, a man that has been caught in so many lies. Pinocchio. You have to watch out, right? He's going to poke you in the eye with that nose. So he was speaking at a luncheon at the American Bar Association in Washington, D.C., and basically trying to scare the pants off the American people. Now, I'm not saying there aren't concerns. I'm not saying there aren't things we need to be concerned about. But when I hear about this in the context of the FISA renewals, my Spidey sense goes off. My Constitution sense goes off. Forget the Spidey sense. We have to have the Constitution sense. So during this speech, he said, foreign terrorists, including ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and their adherents, have renewed calls for attacks against Jewish communities here in the United States and across the West in statements and propaganda. Okay. He made reference to there have been attacks. There was ISIS-K attack in Moscow and others. He went on to say, the foreign terrorists threaten potential for coordinated attack here in the homeland, like the ISIS-K attack we saw at the Russia Concert Hall a couple weeks ago, is increasingly concerning. October 7th and the conflict that's followed will feed a pipeline of radicalization and mobilizations for years to come. Okay, I agree. There are things that we have to be concerned about. I don't say worried, because I don't think we should worry. I think we should recognize their concerns and then figure out how we can deal with them. By the way, this was just after the FBI arrested an 18-year-old Idaho, well, they call him a man, barely a man. See, apparently he was plotting to carry out terrorist attacks on local churches. And he self-identified as, I believe, a member of ISIS. Now, that's right. So that is one event in one state. I mean, we're all going to die. But these are all little things that, you know what, we got to be really concerned. There are people out to get you. And you know what? Underlying that is our need to surveil. The Director Ray also pointed to the Chinese. He said the Chinese regime plays a long game. To put it simply, the Chinese Communist Party is throwing its whole government at undermining the security and economy of the rule of law world. I find that kind of interesting because, again, at the same time, Congress is basically throwing their weight behind considering throwing their weight behind an attack on the rule of law here in the United States. But he looks at, we've got the CCP, and you've got ISIS, and we've got the attacks on Israel and the Chinese threats against Taiwan. And yeah, there are things in the world we need to be concerned about. There are things around the world that we need to keep an eye on. But so far, some of them have claimed they want to come and attack us here in the United States. I'm not saying they aren't there. But to me, there's a fundamental question we have to ask. Are you willing to sell your birthright, your right as an American, to have a government that follows the law for the promise of being kept safe? See, that's the problem that we have to, everyone wants to be safe, but are you really willing to give up everything that makes us unique? There's a great line from the movie Bridge of Spies. It takes place in a bar, I think in West Germany, between our protagonist and a member of, I believe, the CIA or some government agency, discussing about what they would do to meet their ends.
We need to know. Don't go Boy Scout on me. We don't have a rule book here.
Your agent, Hoffman, yeah?
Yeah.
German extraction.
Yeah, so?
My name's Donovan. Irish, both sides. Mother and father. I'm Irish. You're German. But what makes us both Americans? Just one thing. One. The rule book. We call it the Constitution, and we agree to the rules, and that's what makes us Americans. It's all that makes us Americans, so don't tell me there's no rule book.
So here we have Director Ray, other members of the intelligence community, even members of Congress, saying, we need to know, we need to spy, we need to surveil. There's no rule book here. We need this. All of our response should be the rule book, the Constitution, is all that makes us American. So unlike any other country in the world, America is not based on heritage. It is not based on the soil. It's based on an idea. Those ideas are put into words in our Constitution and put into practice by us and the people we hire, the ones that represent us, the ones that work in our name. So don't you sit there telling me that you need to know and that you're willing to violate the rule book, because if you're willing to violate the rule book, if you're willing to violate the Constitution to get to your ends, we are no longer Americans. We're no longer free. Because all someone needs to do is come up with a convincing enough reason to break the rules, to deny you your rights. There's the line from, was it the second Star Trek movie, Wrath of Khan. The good of the many outweigh, or the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one. See, that's the socialist mentality. That's the collectivist mentality that says, your rights don't matter except as it serves the collective. This is America. In America, the rights of the individual are more important than the rights of the collective. They must be protected. They must be defended against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, in this speech, Director A didn't specifically brought up the FISA question or the 702. But let me point out something else. How many people, did you take the time to watch the solar eclipse? The reason I say that is while the solar eclipse is going on, the FBI quietly released they unclassified documents about Ashley Babbitt, the woman who was killed, the only person killed on January 6th in the Capitol. Now, I haven't gone through it yet. Apparently, it's highly redacted. But I was reading an article, and they brought up something very important. See, page 3 of the file reads that Babbitt is deceased, and therefore this case is not being nominated to TSDB. Okay, what is TSDB? It stands for the Terrorist Screening Database. So the TSDB contains biographic and biometric information of known and suspected terrorists. Right? Your name, your date of birth, photographs, fingerprints, stuff like that. Yeah. So if the only reason Ashley Babbitt has not been added to the TSDB is because she is dead, doesn't that infer that as far as the FBI is concerned, everybody who showed up on January 6th is a terrorist? Or at least a suspected terrorist. Well, if they're in the TSDB, they must be considered at least a suspected terrorist. No, yeah, there were a lot of rioters there. There were several people that rioted, and they should, you know, have their day in court, get their due process, and be punished accordingly. But that doesn't make them terrorists. I find it interesting. I wonder, does the TSDB include those from BLM and Antifa that not only rioted, committed vandalism, arson, assault, a battery, theft? Are they considered are they considered terrorists as well, or at least potentially terrorists, suspected terrorists? Why is that important? Well, if we go back to what Director Ray said, if these people are potential terrorists that could possibly be working with even with foreign actors, well, then don't we need to surveil them? Don't we need to violate their rights in order to keep an eye on them because they might do something bad? Does the term jackbooted thug come to mind? Does the term Gestapo come to mind? These are the actions of not just dictatorships, of truly evil dictatorships, of the places where people are surveilled, arrested, tried, convicted, and killed, often without their rights being protected, often with little, if any, evidence. Now, call it the slippery slope, call it the camel's nose under the tent. We are witnessing the consequences of our fear after September 11th. See, that's when FISA was put in place, an opportunity to spy. It's when the rules were put in place. Now, I don't know when the FBI started abusing this. My guess is it grew over time. But we watched them go from surveilling foreign entities to surveilling domestic entities. We've watched the FBI go from labeling foreign officials, foreign actors, as suspected terrorists to domestic actors. And again, not like this young man in Idaho that was threatening to commit acts of violence and terrorism. No. Because they demonstrated. And contrary to popular belief, they did not demonstrate against the country. They demonstrated against a man. They demonstrated against what they saw was a corrupt election process and the man that was put in office. Now, if you're to the point now where you can't challenge an individual in office because, well, they hold office, does that sound like the land of the free? Doesn't sound like it to me. See, the problem is, as human beings, we'd like to be safe. We'd like to go about our business without our lives without having to worry or consider the fact that someone might do something crazy. That someone might try to harm us, might try to rob us, might see us as a target for political reasons, that we might not be the victim of a mugging, a bombing, a mass murder. We'd love that. There's just two problems. One, we're being offered protection from these types of events, but all it'll cost us is all of our rights. See, when does the right to be secure from unreasonable searches morph into the loss of the right to freely speak and publish our ideas? You know, censorship, having our ideas labeled misinformation and disinformation. If you want someone else to take care of you, all you have to do is give up all of your rights. We have a name for people that gave up all that had all their rights taken from them with the promise of being taken care of. We call them slaves. This is the enslaving of America, bit by bit, yard by yard. This is the enslaving of America. And I'm afraid that way too many of us won't realize it until it may be too late to do anything about it, at least do anything effective without bloodshed. You see, defending yourself, standing up for your rights, may come at a cost. The question is the cost worth it? Is it worth it to stand up and say, you know what? I'm not going to worry that the FBI may not be able to save me from all domestic violence. I'm going to protect myself. My right to be secure from unreasonable searches and seizures is worth being willing to pick up the defense myself. To recognize that the other part of the problem is the FBI is never going to be able to prevent these things from happening. They can't. They'll stop some of them. They cannot stop all of them. Which means you would sell your birthright for a promise of safety that can never be fully fulfilled. Now, I've met one gentleman who's paid quite a price for doing what he thought was right. General Flynn. He's a movie coming out. Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Now, like Mr. Flynn, hate Mr. Flynn, at least listen to his side of the story. Head to constitutionstudy.com/Flynn Movie, FLYNNMOVIE, one word. You can find out where he's going to be for live events. You can buy tickets. And in doing so, through that link, well, you let Mr. Flynn know that you deal with the Constitution Study. It helps us as well. While you're out and about looking across the internet, hey, I suggest you make AmericaOutloud.news a daily stop for news and information. I do. I take the articles, the podcasts, the videos, anything that really catches my attention, explains something in a way I hadn't thought of before, and I share it. I share it with friends and family. I share it on social media, and you should too. See, knowledge is not power without action. So finding information is great. Sharing it is better, because it is the act of actually you sharing this information that helps us all to secure the blessings of liberty.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution study, and today we're looking at, well, we've been looking at FISA, our domestic spying program, our legislation to authorize spying. But I want to shift gears a little bit because, again, we're dealing with Congress renewing a program that has been abused to spy on the American people. And rather than restricting it, rather than amending it to pull those reins in, there are plenty that just want to renew it. 193 Republicans voted to simply renew Section 702 for another 5 years without making any changes, any fixes, without anyone held accountable for its abuses. And now we're supposed to trust them that, oh yeah, this time the FBI and CIA and all those three-letter agencies, they'll behave this time. Honest, they will. Again, you feel like Charlie Brown? Does Congress sound like Lucy? Yeah, I'll hold the ball for you. I promise. This time we'll do it right. FBI's director, you know, Ray. Oh, yeah, no, we're not going to play games. We're not going to cheat this time. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me 10,000 times, I'm probably an American voter. But I want to look at something else that's been going around Congress lately. And I think it kind of... Hopefully it'll make my point. How many of you realize that Secretary Mayorkas has been impeached by the House of Representatives? And we've been told, oh, this is all about the rule of law. I saw this article with Representative Josh Breachin. Oh, this is all about the rule of law. And I remember looking at the articles of impeachment. God, it's got to be almost a month or two now ago. And yeah, there was some law in there. There were some politics in there. Well, for example, the first article of impeachment focuses on Secretary Mayorkas refusing to follow federal immigration law about detaining those inadmissible non-citizens until they can be deported or can be seen by an immigration court to adjudicate their claim of asylum. Yeah, that was one. And again, there are others. And again, I you know, there's this whole thing. We have rumors that Senator Schumer is basically going to table the impeachment when it gets to the Senate. Notice I said when it gets to the Senate, because the articles of impeachment have not been sent over to the Senate yet. But hang on, I'm going to get to that later. I want to deal with this idea of the rule of law. So I'm being on the rule of law. I believe in the rule of law. If there's a problem with the law, you don't ignore it, you fix the law. And I found it interesting, and I talked about this earlier, about how, you know, Secretary Mayorkas may have broken the law by not fulfilling his oath to follow the law, but he didn't do it on his own. Why are these same charges not being laid at the feet of President Biden, who has repeatedly ignored federal law and even ignored the Constitution? I don't know. Could it be there's a political reason why they went after Secretary Mayorkas and not after President Joe Biden? Wouldn't surprise me one little bit. So here we had the whole brouhaha. We have the articles of impeachment. The whole debate in the House, and the House eventually passed these articles of impeachment, which, again, several representatives, including Mr. Beecham, said, no, this is all about, it's about the rule of law. Then why have the articles of impeachment not been delivered to the Senate yet? See, when I said that, there are rumors that Schumer will table the trial of these impeachment articles when they get to the Senate. Because as of this recording, they haven't gotten there yet. Now we have some reporting coming out of Fox News that it's actually Republican senators that have convinced Speaker Johnson to delay the delivery of the articles of impeachment. I wonder why they would do that. Well, according to this reporting, the senators cited concerns that Senate Democrats will look to quickly dismiss them once a trial begins in the upper chamber. Now, as of April 9th, when this article came out, a spokesperson for Speaker Johnson said, to ensure the Senate has adequate time to perform its constitutional duty, the House will transmit the articles of impeachment to the Senate next week. There's no reason whatsoever for the Senate to abdicate its responsibility to hold an impeachment trial. I actually agree with the last part of the statement that, yes, there's no rule of law reason for them to abdicate their responsibility. There's very much a political reason why they would do that. There's also a political reason why Republican senators would ask Speaker Johnson to delay the sending of the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. You see, if they are correct, if the Fox News reporting is correct, that they're concerned that they would quickly dismiss the articles of impeachment, then does that imply that they don't want it quickly dealt with? They would rather have this, say, drag out for a while, maybe until we get closer to something that happens in November, you know, like an election. Let's face it, I looked this up to be sure. The vote to impeach Secretary Mayorkas that passed did so on February 13th of this year. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago, these were passed. And as far as I know, they still have not made it to the Senate. Tell me this is all about the rule of law. If this were about the rule of law, well, then once they were passed, they would be quite quickly sent over to the Senate so they could be dealt with. Because if a law has been broken and is continuing to be violated, wouldn't you want to find that person and deal with them legally so that we could actually get back to, the rule of law? See, we forget, impeachment is not a legal situation. It's a political move. And this is all politics. Yes, I do believe there were parts of the article, I think it was Article 1, that actually had a constitutional base. I don't remember off the top of my head. It was, after all, 2 months ago, and I've covered a lot of topics since then. But I remember there being at least one, maybe two, justifiable, impeachable items in the articles of impeachment. 2 months, you know, that was, again, over 2 months ago. And yet they're not being dealt with. It's being slow walked. It's being slow walked to the Senate, I believe, so it could remain in the news, so he can remain as the impeached Secretary of Homeland Security. And of course, the expectation is, and the rumors are, that once it does get to the Senate, the Democrats in the Senate, led by Chuck Schumer, will simply table it so they get it out of the news. This is not about the rule of law. And to be honest, I don't think the 702, Section 702 debate, the renewal, is about the rule of law. Because it obviously violates the law. See, it's about political grandstanding. It's about political positioning. It's about trying to win more seats, more offices, gain more attention, maybe even simply raise more money. Which is why the Congress, the people you hired to represent you, are more than happy to allow you to be spied on by your own government. Are more than happy to make grandstanding statements about the high crimes and misdemeanors that were done by Secretary Mayorkas, that they had to be impeached. He had to be impeached, but now we're going to kind of slow walk it to keep it in the news because it's all about the politics. And before we go saying, well, see, that Congress is just so corrupt, we hired them. I'm going to keep coming back to this. We hired them. We're responsible for their actions. And if we simply let them run around like spoiled, like parents and just let a spoiled child do whatever they want, we're still responsible. I saw an article, kind of a bit of a sidebar, about a couple, I believe, I want to say it was Idaho, but I'm not sure. They were charged with manslaughter because their son got firearms and committed a mass murder. The parents were charged alongside of them because they were the court found them responsible for neglect in preventing this. I've looked at it. I'm trying to decide if I want to go deeper into it on the radio program or not. If you'd like me to go deeper into it, hey, comment on this when the episode hits the webpage, the show page, or go to constitutionstudy.com/questions and say, gee, Paul, would you cover that? It'll help me make up my mind. But if parents can be held responsible for the actions of their children, shouldn't we as employers be held responsible for the actions of our employees, namely the members of Congress, the House and the Senate? Shouldn't we? You see, we want what they can give us, but we don't want the responsibility of actually watching over them. And I think that's part of the problem. I think in many ways, Congress has not only become the source of our problem, they've become a scapegoat. I don't have to deal with this problem because, well, it's Congress. I don't have to be held accountable for their actions because, well, it was Congress. It's not my fault. It's somebody else. And I believe that abdication of responsibility has a lot to say about why America is in the state that it's in. Because we've allowed our employees to run amok, to cheat their customers, to bribe others, to steal, to lobby, to do all sorts of criminal things and never suffer a consequence, almost never suffer any consequence. You know, we complain about people entering Congress as, you know, barely middle class, and then just a few years they become quite wealthy. We complain about that. What do we do about that? Nothing. Congress passes law that infringe on our rights. And what do we do about it? We whine and complain, but what do we do about it? Nothing. We complain about a president that's running amok, that's trampling all over the Constitution. What do we do about it? Nothing. So I'm not saying Congress doesn't have some responsibility, but I'm saying they've become our scapegoat because we can blame them and forget that they work for us, that they're our responsibility. And there is something we can do about it. See, there's a reason why I believe John Jay said that every member of the state ought diligently to read and study the Constitution of his country and teach a rising generation to be free. He said it quite simply. He says, by knowing their rights, they'll sooner see when they are violated and be the better prepared to defend and assert them. We need to be prepared. We need to prepare ourselves. We need to help the next generation prepare themselves to defend and assert our rights. Not wait for Congress to do it, not wait for a president to do it, not wait for some secretary to do it. We need to do it for ourselves. We need to be independent. We need to be free. If we don't defend our own rights, we're not free. We are subjects of whoever we expect to defend our rights for us. Now, to help us do this, yes, I started the Constitution study with the idea of reading and studying the Constitution. But I also see more. I see more I'd love this to do, which is why I created the Patriots program. Go to constitutionstudy.com/patriots to find out more. But the idea is really simple. There's three tiers, there's three columns to this. First is education, the Constitution scholars. Let's read and study the Constitution. Let's prepare ourselves to defend and assert our rights. Let's learn what we need to know so we'll recognize when our rights are being violated. Then there's the committees of correspondence. How do we communicate? You know, so many patriot organizations I talk to, they're isolated. They don't communicate with each other. And that makes it easier for them to get picked off. We don't know what's going on, often until it's too late, because we don't have this method of communication. And more the methods of communication we use are being censored. How do we get around those? And then the third are the Minutemen, the men and women who have prepared to defend and assert their rights and the rights of others, to show up at a moment's notice and stand with those patriots that are, whatever their agenda is. Hey, there's this group. How do we help support them? There's this individual who's having their rights violated. How do we help them? Again, you can find out more at constitutionstudy.com/patriots. It's an invitation-only program, but you can go through the boot camp for free. It's a video boot camp, and you can check it out. You'll learn something, if nothing else. So it doesn't cost you anything. You get to learn something. And maybe, if you're interested, you can ask for an invitation to join us here at the Patriots. I also hope you come and join us here for the Constitution Study every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on America Out Loud Talk Radio, heard in the iHeartRadio Network. All the episodes go to podcast generally a day or two after they're heard on talk radio, so you can listen on the podcast on your favorite podcast app. But do me a favor, subscribe to the show. Leave the episodes ratings and reviews. It only takes a few minutes, but it truly does help us. It helps our numbers. It helps people find the Constitution Study. You can find all the links you need at the homepage at AmericaOutloud.news. But please, share them. Share this information. In doing so, you are helping to share the blessings of liberty.